Perfectly spooky. Hello, children. This is Vincent Price, and welcome to the Brothers Movie Factory. We're closing out Spooky Month with a countdown of what films to watch on All Hallows Eve. For this, I will turn to your host, Gus of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you. And yes, we are doing a top 10 of what films to watch on your spooky Halloween marathon movie night. I have five. Ben has five. Ben is away, and when Ben is away, Gus
and Vincent
will play. So, to start things off, I'll run through Ben's list of what he said, his five. This will just be a short, fun little video of what to reference if you're in a pinch for what to watch on Halloween Spooky Night. So, Ben has his five here. He has Scream, The Conjuring, Insidious, Hocus Pocus, and Halloween. And I would have had a few of these in my top five. I don't, because Ben put them in. So I'll just kind of run through real quick and give like my quick thoughts on some of his films he chose. So we recently did a review, a factory, if you will, of Scream. So you can check that episode out. But my quick thoughts, I love it. It's fun. It's a good slasher film that changed the game and became a classic because of it. The Conjuring. I recently watched The Conjuring first time in a few years, and it's one of those movies. It's great. It's well made. It is chilling at times. Has some of the best jump scares you can find. But this is just me. It's one of those movies that after it's done and I'm away for it for a little bit, I kind of forget about it. I don't think on it too much. The best part is in the trailer, the hide and go clap bit. But it is a good movie. It's a great movie in the horror genre. Horror. But on Ben's list, and another film by James Wan, he directed The Conjuring, Insidious. For me personally, and I won't get into why, Insidious for me is the scariest movie I've ever seen. Just personal reasons, but it same deal. It's an excellent horror film. Some of the best jump scares out there. It's one of those movies that when I watch it, I'm talking to the TV. Like, no, leave them alone, kind of thing. Truly terrifies me to the bone, to the soul, literally. Ben has Hocus Pocus. No, Hocus Pocus, need I say more? Fun movie you can watch with the family around that Halloween spooky time. I think that's important. I have a few like that on my list as well. I think of this movie often, especially some of the music numbers that are in it. But yeah, it's like a kid's classic kind of Halloween movie. And it's one of those deals, like, I wonder if people who've never seen it before and watch it as adults, if they'd like it. I'm sure they would, but I've always been curious about that. But yeah, definitely a Halloween classic watch. You could watch this on Halloween night and eat candy. And then he finishes off with Halloween. Watch Halloween on your Halloween. I recently rewatched Halloween, and my God, for what it was in 1978 and what it did for the horror genre is incredible. It's so effective. The music is so effective. The pacing of it all is so effective. The tone, the look of Michael Myers is so effective. And he's hardly even referred to as Michael Myers in the film. He's if anything, he's referred to as the Boogeyman. Hell, in the credits, he's the Shape. And it's definitely a Halloween classic that I try to check out every Halloween as well. And to my understanding, these are five films Ben makes sure to watch every Halloween. So now we're going to get into my top five. And a few of these we've actually done movie factories for, so you can check out those episodes. But I'm going to start off with some classicness, and that's Dracula. I'm talking 1931, Bela Lugosi, Dracula, and we definitely did an episode on that. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. I try to watch it every Halloween when the mood is right. And there's just something about this film that I can't even put into words. That happens when you talk about your favorite movies, I find. You can't necessarily justify them. I mean, you can, but for certain movies, they just are. They just are your favorites. And because it touches on something inside you that you really can't explain. But this movie definitely, especially for the time, has some very chilling moments, some very spooky moments indeed. And there's always the argument of what is better, without music or with the 90s Philip Glass score that was created for the film. I've heard both arguments. The movie is much more effective without music. But I grew up with the score put into the film, and it's one of my favorite scores ever. So to see it without it now, it feels like something's missing, and that's just me. But I try to check out this movie once a year. It's one of my favorites. Next up, I have Evil Dead 2. Also a go-to for me. And I choose the second one here because it's my favorite of the trilogy. The first one was a straight horror film. The second one is essentially a remake of the first, however, with more comedic elements thrown into it. And then the third one, and Army of Darkness, they just went straight comedy. But why Evil Dead 2? There was just something about it. I love, almost like that independent horror movie vibe and, like, working with a budget kind of movie. And this one oozes that, but it also oozes style, that Sam Raimi style. And you see that with a lot of his editing and camera shot choices. And just his overall atmosphere he's able to put together in this movie is classic and unique, but it has the classic scene where he has to make a weapon to start killing these evil deadites, and he makes a chainsaw arm. He puts it on and says, "Groovy." So yeah, it's one of my favorite scenes in any movie. But I'll go a little light here for the next one. And that's Halloween Town. Now, why Halloween Town? It's not a good movie. If anything, it's pretty bad. But there's something so charming about it, and it's part of my childhood. And I find myself watching it every year. Sometimes I miss a year, but that's okay. It's because I'm watching Halloween 2, Calabar's Revenge. But I said charming, and that's exactly what it is. It's an innocent movie. It's fun. It's for the kids who want to get into the spirit of the season, but they don't want to watch, you know, Hellraiser or Nightmare on Elm Street. Halloween Town. I almost said Halloween Town 2. Halloween Town is right for the whole family. It's silly. It has some bad acting and some bad practical effects, but also has some good stuff. Some good wholesome stuff for your Halloween season. Hey, why don't you pop it in, watch and eat some Halloween candy? The next one here, I put Beetlejuice on here. I put it on here because I actually do watch this every Halloween. There's something about the style of this movie that just fits with what I see as the Halloween season. And I mean, it's a classic, a Tim Burton classic in its own right. And Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice is legendary. And these scenes are so memorable. And hell, I even have a
Alec Baldwin's character, Adam, his outfit he wears throughout the whole movie. I have that on deck just in case I ever need a Halloween costume. So that's a go-to for me each and every year. But the last one I have on this list is going to sound a little odd to most, but it'll make sense on a personal level, I guess. And that is Men in Black. I know. Men in Black. Yes, it's sci-fi. And yes, sci-fi kind of fits in with Halloween. When I was younger, I'm talking like, I don't know, eight up. I was always an alien for Halloween, for years anyway, until I decided, like, I'm going to start making my own costumes. But Men in Black, why on my Halloween list? And that's because when I was a child, and my brother can concur, and he even had to endure this even longer than I did, but we would go trick-or-treating by my aunt's house, and she would also hand out candy. And on repeat, from 1997 and on, she would have the Will Smith Men in Black song playing on repeat. Why? I don't know. It was popular at the time, that's probably why, but every year, that's the men in, here come the Men in Black. And so because of that, like, nostalgia of hearing the Men in Black song while trick-or-treating and whatnot, I associate that movie with the Halloween season. And yeah, so that's kind of our top 10 go-tos for Halloween. So if you're looking for a marathon, or if you're in a pinch and looking for a film and like, hey, what do the brothers have to say? You can check out our previous Halloween Spooky Month episodes. But for tonight's festivities, if you want a top 10, check out Halloween Town, Evil Dead 2, Beetlejuice, Men in Black, Dracula, Hocus Pocus, Insidious, Conjuring, Scream, or Halloween. Perhaps. Anything else to say, Vincent, before we close out the night? No, guess that was perfectly spooky. Well, thank you. Thank you. You can find us on Twitter if you're out and about on the social medias. If you type in the Bros Movie Pod, you can find us. We post along what we're watching each and every week. I also do the same deal on Facebook. I create memes of what we're watching each and every week, as well as links to where you can find our podcasts on Audioboom, Spotify, Twitter, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there and at. And until next week, brothers, 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 blah.